in 2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is your DFS Army Daily Dispatch part due for the afternoon, or actually, sorry, for the evening slate. And I have to welcome in my triple play co-host, the one, the only, Mr. Al Walsh DFS. How you doing this afternoon?
Good, great. How you doing?
Well, I'm a little tilted. Arrieta let up a run in the first. David Wright, who we spoke about this morning, comes up in his first bat and hits a home run.
He sure did. Now I was going to say, David Wright, who we did not speak highly of.
No, exactly. And that's why it was a little tilting is, you know, first at bat, first pitch he sees from Tanner Roark, pop! I'm watching, just so everybody knows, I've got MLB Extra Innings going on here, and I've got all six games going, and it's an interesting situation because in the green seats in Busch Stadium, which is the seats right behind home plate, directly behind home plate, okay, there is a guy wearing a Chicago Cubs hat, okay, and he is wearing a St. Louis Cardinals jersey.
Well, obviously, he has sons on both teams.
I mean, I would think that's the only reasonable explanation, right?
Yeah, that or he lost a bet. I don't know what kind of bet that would be to wear both teams, but, yeah, certainly an awkward situation. One that I would not condone doing at the ballpark of your choosing.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you hear any biased cheering going on, it's because... you know, we are running through this, and we are obviously watching and sweating games at the same time. So I threw about $20 into the early slate. Not a lot, you know, just kind of mixed up some teams a little bit. Stacked the Texas Angels game a couple different ways. You know, just kind of going along just so I'd have something riding. I don't normally play the afternoon slates like that. But with the pitching the way it was, and so many hitters in good spots, I kind of attacked it like that. So I'm honestly really thinking about doing that again for the night slate, just because of what we got going on the mound. So
yeah, I mean, for me, the top pitcher is looking like Kazmir tonight. No, thank you, Colin McHugh. I mean, Stephen Wright against your boys. I mean, there's just a whole lot of crap going on. So. Let's get to it.
Yeah, we're going to get into this because I've got our top pitcher of the night, and it's none of the ones you above four mentioned. So we'll get to it. We'll get going. This is going to be a complete slate breakdown. And let's start it off with the Arizona Diamondbacks and Pittsburgh Pirates. We got Rubby De La Rosa, the good De La Rosa, versus Jeff Locke. Huh?
There's such a thing.
Yeah, there is. On the road.
All right.
So, I mean, if you take a look at his splits, I mean, wow. Angels already up 1-0 off of Colby Rasmus. Back-to-back doubles.
Colby Lewis,
yes. I don't know why I said Colby Rasmus. Oh, we'll get to that game here in a little minute. Don't let me forget to talk about Colby Rasmus,
sure.
Please. All right, let's start off here. Two pitchers that are headed in the opposite directions as far as what we want to take a look at. This game total is very, very interesting in my opinion because it is at a it's at an 8.5, which isn't something that is normally done in Pittsburgh. No weather concerns here. Both of these Both of these teams projected over four runs, and I think this is a place where we can get a little bit creative in GPPs, Al.
Absolutely. Pirates have a lot of righties that we can go with here. I know Ruby, righty, don't matter. I mean, obviously, we got the lefties in Jaso and Polanco, but, I mean, look, Pirates have, I don't want to say they're on Red Sox flow these last couple days, but they're doing the damn thing with the bat. So, yeah, I don't mind some Jaso leading off here. And, you know, that 1-2-3 of, Jaso, McCutcheon, Polanco is it's been quite profitable of late.
Yeah, it sure has. I'm a little bit tilted because of last night. I had Polanco in my lineups until about 10 minutes before lock. Mm-hmm. Took him out for J.D. Martinez. Had Justin Verlander. Took him out for Chris Tillman. And neither one of them really, let me down, so to speak. But they weren't what I needed and what I wanted. So it was definitely not what I was looking for. However, on my sheet today, we have a little bit of a procurement here. Now, granted, anything above 30 is what I consider the Clayton Kershaws, the Chris Sales, as far as the grades that I have. And just to let everybody know, I have strikeouts weighted pretty high, K percentage, and opposing K percentage and stuff like that. And with the opposing K percentage of Ruby De La Rosa at 24.7 for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and his swinging strike rate at 11.1, and his K percentage at a 24.7, which is tied for highest on the night, Ruby De La Rosa grades out the highest on the slate. But we're going to be saying ew about every single one of these pitchers.
I know. It's the one that you just say, instead of ew, So that's basically how we're going to have to play it. But, yeah, I mean, De La Rosa is not a guy. I don't really want to mess around with the Pirates. I think that's just digging a grave for yourself. But, we'll see how De La Rosa goes. I'm not going to be the one crying if he's on the mound for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's there's worse ways you could go, probably. Like we said, it's one of those things that you've got to kind of take with a grain of salt today. Put in a guy and hope he gets you 35. Maybe you get lucky and you get a 40 out of somebody. But I don't see anybody, hitting that 50 to 55 mark tonight on FanDuel.
I don't know. We might be able to find some, but it will sure as hell not be easy.
Yeah, you're going to have to hopefully get some help along with that.
It's a shame Aaron Nola isn't in the late slate.
Oh, well, he's already allowed a run.
Okay.
But it's actually kind of funny. Oh, I thought Brian Dozier just hit another home run. They're just replaying it. All right, so we've got some interesting Pittsburgh Pirates situations to go to here. And what I mean by that is, obviously we've got John Jaso. The King Kong is going to be probably slotted into that four position. But Ruby De La Rosa's got a guy that's really, really tough on right-handed bats, especially when he's got that slider going. I'm actually looking more towards the Jaso Polanco part.
Right.
Maybe if they throw in a left-handed bat somewhere in there. I don't know how many they have on their bench, but maybe they give somebody a night off, because the Pirates, and this is something to kind of keep in mind, with the Pirates and Rockies playing on Monday, the Pirates are now playing 31 in a row. I believe it is, and the Rockies are playing 27 in a row, so you've got to pay attention on that. There's going to be some off days in there for both these teams.
Suck it up, gents. You're baseball players. Come on.
Yeah, you're baseball players, exactly. You're talking about 13-hour days at the park. So any Diamondbacks that we're looking at here against Jeff Locke, who has not been good this year?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Where do we begin? Oh, that's right, at the top of the order. I mean, G. Segura, not a bad idea. I mean, we've got, you know, Drury in the mix, of course. Goldschmidt's there, too. I mean, Jeff Locke's a guy that's not, you know, he's not striking fear into anybody over there. But, yeah, I mean, Goldschmidt, of course, is going to have to be the top option from the D-backs. Got the righty-lefty platoon going there, so that's going to help out big time. Again, with that 8.5, I know you're usually not you don't look at totals a lot. All right, I don't need to be amazing here with my language in the second slate, but yeah, I mean 8.5, that always tells me something. It means that we're probably gonna get some runs here. Now, don't tell that to the Angels and the Rangers this week, but Locke's a guy that can give it up, and Goldschmidt will be very high on my mind tonight.
Newsflash here. Colby Lewis against Mike Trout was 13 for 35 with some dongs.
Did he say
and some
14 of 36?
No, he got it. He got him out. Let's see, 13 of 33 for four home runs, two triples, seven extra base hits, and 10 strikeouts. He just added another strikeout. He has an average exit velocity of, get this, 98.3.
And that's pretty good.
So, yeah, it's pretty good.
You know what's not good is my thinking and rationale. I left all my water downstairs, and it's like 98 degrees in Jersey today. Oh.
Man, are you telling me it's warmer in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next game here. Toronto Blue Jays and New York Yankees. Ivan Nova is somebody that's got the talent. He's in the starting rotation now. Hasn't worked out too well. It's not bad, but it's not great. But he gets this Blue Jays lineup that has actually had some pretty decent success against him.
Yeah, look, I mean, anytime you're pitching in Yankee Stadium, it is not a good thing. However, you know, we've seen the Jays struggle here in the month of May. You know, they had their brief comeback, you know, a couple days ago. But, I mean, last night getting shut out by Nathan Eovaldi. How did that happen? This guy, he basically tells you where he's throwing it, which is right now.
And he throws nothing but fastballs.
Yeah. Way to go, guys. And Donaldson, you are very high on my shit list for bunting. First and second last night, no outs. I mean, I tweeted it last night. I could have picked Jimmy Paredes, and he would have did that with a full swing, you know? Like.
Yeah. And I think he did. I think Paredes only – I had Paredes in my cash game lineup just because I needed to save some money, and I thought I could get lucky with a – oh, my God. Adubel Herrera just had an epic bat flip after a dong.
Nice, nice.
Wow.
Hey, Aaron Nola. Should have had him. But, yeah, I'm beyond frustrated with this Jays team. I do think it's interesting what they're doing with the lineup where they're putting Mr. – hey, I got punched in the face – in the leadoff spot, and then throwing Donaldson at second, and then Encarnacion in third. So, look, I still think all those guys get a big, you know, boost, you know, being at the top of a lineup like that. But I guess, you know, if anybody, it's probably going to be Batista that I like here.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with that one. Jose Batista, you know, I've been going to you a lot, and I've been looking at this, and Jose Batista... let's see here. Where did it go? I just saw it. Oh, yeah. They're absolutely phenomenal.
The top three.
Oh, yeah. He has an average exit velocity of 103.9 against Mr. Ivan Nova. In case you're not sure, that's hard. Very, very, very hard.
Yes. Think of, instead of Roger Clemens throwing the ball, this asshole hitting it that fast. Or an Aroldis Chapman fastball, that's basically. So, yeah, the top three guys in the Jays' order, Batista, Donaldson, Encarnacion, all with batting over .333 against Nova lifetime. The only thing that makes me nervous, though, anytime we're going against the Yankees, we have to face their bullpen, and that basically, you know, you're guaranteed like 0 points at the end of the game if they don't get on the starter early.
Yep, absolutely. Let's see here. I want to talk to you here for just a second.
Oh, please do. About, the people will be bored listening to that.
About a guy that I absolutely loved, and maybe you know his name. He goes by the name of Troy Tulowitzki.
Hey, Troy.
I cannot figure this guy out this year. I don't know what's going on. I don't understand it. But, you know, it's... He is absolutely crushing right-handed pitching as far as power. He's got 8 home runs in 122 at-bats. It's good for a 246 ISO. He's got a 331 WOBA. But it seems to me he's also got 35 strikeouts. I just can't get this guy right. Do I need to send him? I need to send him a letter.
Do you think he's Rocky Mountain homesick?
I think he is a little bit homesick, man. I think he is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just think it's the entire Blue Jays team. Remember how, like, the Mets, all of a sudden when they got Cespedes last year, they just became like the greatest hitting show on grass. Well, I guess like the inverse is happening now. So basically, it's monkey see, monkey do with the Blue Jays. They all suck. They all can't hit, and it's rubbing off on each guy. It's getting tough to pay this price to get this little production from them. And, you know, I know tonight's a night where we can stack bats, but I mean, I'm willing to take that chance again. I'm willing to get my heart broken again.
Wow. I'm surprised. I figured you'd be like, nope, jump ship, let's go,
well,
get out of here.
Again, it's in Yankee Stadium, so, you know, I'll take the chance. But, again, I mean, with these numbers against Nova, they're pretty damn good. Now, with Tulowitzki, I don't know if I'll take that chance, but, you know, the rest of those Jays, sure, why not?
Okay. All right, let's...
What about any Yankees you like here?
No.
Ooh. I can go.
Marco Estrada is actually one of my favorite pitchers tonight just because I don't know why, honestly, because he's the one that seems to be able to have a good game at some point. You know, he's got a 2.61 ERA. His whip is 1.05, which is below league average. He's got a 24.2 strikeout ratio. The problem is that the Yankees don't seem to strike out a lot versus right-handed pitching. Now, they don't hit for a lot of power, and they don't have a high WOBA, but they don't really... The only problem I see with Marco Estrada tonight is he is an extreme fly ball pitcher. He's got one of the highest fly ball rates of the night. In fact, it is the highest. I'm sorry. It is not a park that you want to have a lot of fly balls in.
Oh, hell.
Especially if they're to right field, and it looks like the wind is actually blowing out to left field. So that might actually work a little bit better. I'll have to go see if I can find where that means the jet stream's going, because I don't think that has anything to do with the jet stream out to the right, but I'm not sure. I'm not as sure on that one as I am on some of these other ballparks.
It's a short porch all over the joint. So, yeah, I mean, look, fly ball pitcher, Yankee. I like Brian McCann here. I think that's a tremendous play that we can go with. I like Ellsbury and Gardner there at the top as well. Do you know what me and Marco Estrada have in common?
Same birthday.
You're goddamn right. Wow.
So you should just use that as the birthday narrative and go from there.
You can't play him every time.
Well, sure you can.
Okay, you're right. He did have 9 strikeouts against the Twins last time, so.
There you go. Colorado Rockies versus Boston Red Sox here. We got the knuckleballer, Stephen Wright, going against my boy, Chad Bettis. And I say he's my boy tongue-in-cheek because he actually pitches a lot better on the road than he does at home, obviously. A lot of these Rockies pitchers do. But I still can't choose him because Boston is so freaking hot at the plate.
Oh, show.
I mean, we gotta watch out for Hanley Ramirez. He might not be in the lineup tonight. If that's the case, expect Josh Rutledge to play third, Travis Shaw to play first. He kind of twisted his knee getting out of the way of a foul ball or something.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah, you finished the inning, but then ended up coming out of the game. Got me a whole 3 points after he got hit by a pitch.
Congratulations.
Fantastic. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's definitely one of those things that you've got to pay attention to as the lineups are being released. On the other hand, one through seven and then nine are in play for me. I don't mind Blake Swihart if he's in the lineup in that nine hole. But about the only person that I'm not going to be probably having in any of my lineups is going to be Ryan Hannigan.
I'm on board with everybody for Boston. This really does not require any sort of, down to the bones analysis. I mean, they're the hottest team in baseball with the sticks right now. So, anyone, everyone, have a party. However, as for Stephen Wright, I do think he will be the highest pitcher of the night just because knuckleball, Reese bias, all that other kind of crap.
And no Rock, history Rockies, as far as Rockies against the knuckleball.
And the Rockies away from Coors, so you're totally going to get that. So, I mean, look, I do think there is some merit to that. There's a reason why he'll probably be the highest known pitcher. Will I be going that way? I don't know. I'm going to try to find strike gold somewhere else.
I won't be going that way because I am all over Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story, Charlie Blackmon. Cargo had a nice rip last night. It looks like he might start get that timing back and get out of it. I actually don't mind a Rocky stack in tournaments tonight.
Ooh, that's fancy. That's fancy. I can see it. Yep, the knuckleball ain't working. Why not some Rockies?
Look, I mean, these guys, they're still major league hitters. And yes, I understand. You're talking about a guy that or a team that loves hitting at Coors Field. What's funny is so far this year, they actually, until recently, had a better average on the road than they did at home. And they've actually hit for more power on the road than they did at home. It's something that we haven't been able to figure out as Rockies fans. You know, we normally are able to dominate at home, and we suck on the road. This year, we suck at home and, you know, or not suck, but we're not good at home, and we're not good on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody just got thrown in the Nats dugout.
Oh, yeah. Steven Max, courtesy of strikeout. Thank you very much. I'm definitely not going to go the Rockies way. I hate going with guys against the knuckleballer. It just gives me the heebie-jeebies. However, I did go with Ackley last night. Big 9.2 or 6.0, whatever the hell he got. He didn't get zero. That's what we want from a minimum price guy. But as for me and the Rockies tonight, I can't get behind that. But I don't blame you for doing it if you want to be different.
Yeah, Nolan Arenado is my number three third baseman of the night. You know, you've got Trevor Story's down there in the bottom part of it. As far as outfielders are concerned, highest ranking is Charlie Blackmon. Jackie Bradley Jr., first inning, didn't waste any time. Kind of just went ahead and said, all right, 28, here we go.
I have Jackie Bradley Jr. sitting under me right now, my dog Jax. I just, whenever he's not paying attention, I go, Jackie Bradley Jr.! And then he listens.
His ears kind of perk up.
Oh, yeah, he knows who he is. But and this is before the hitting streak. This is like last year. So, I mean, I just had the right timing there. But, oh, my God, all the Jackie Bradley Jr. things. And I might even be able to afford them tonight. No.
We're hoping, right?
Yeah.
We're hoping.
I think I'll be all right.
So, all right. Miami Marlins and Tampa Bay Rays. We got Justin. I can't strike anybody out if my life depended on it. Nicolino going against. Hold a base runner on. Against Matt Andrees, who actually grades out at number three tonight.
I don't mind that, and I'll tell you why. Because the Rays are going to rip Nicolino all over Tropicana Dome tonight. I like Andrees. I mean, look, he's had a great start so far. Actually, left-handed batters are doing not a damn thing against him. It's the righties who get it done. I think prior to his last start, lefties were 1-for-22 against him. Incredible stuff.
Yep. You're going to want to stack the Rays up, down, left, right, all the way through. If Mikey or Maku Matuk, if Eminem is in the two hole tonight, then make sure you get some exposure to him at minimum price over there on FanDuel. Then you've got our boy, our Thor lookalike, Taylor Motter, kind of screwed us all because we all were on Taylor Motter, and then we saw him batting below Tim Beckham. We went Tim Beckham, and Motter's the one that hit the home run and had a good game.
Well, I had Motter that night, so obviously I knew what I was doing. But, no, so I look, I'm liking everybody. Al Geyer, Matsu, Longoria, Pierce. I mean, get all these righties that you can in against Nicolino. It's going to be a free-for-all. Or,
yep.
Tom Green said, are you here for the feeding? It's going to be a bloodbath.
Yep. What are you thinking about the Marlins against Andrees? I think there's one, maybe two guys, if he's in there, that are pretty interesting. I think we can attack Andrees with left-handed bats, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on, I'm looking. Nope, sure can't. He looks like he's got some reverse splits going on.
Hey, man, were you La La Land? I just said that.
I know. I was confirming what you said. Although it doesn't really, it's not severe reverse splits because he's still got only allowing a 224 woba to right-handed batters.
All right, so are you talking about Giancarlo Stanton?
I was talking about our boy Ichiro, Christian Yelich, Justin Bour, and Derek Dietrich, the left-handed batters. But we can go ahead and nix that.
See, I don't even consider Ichiro a left-handed bat. I consider him a... I'm halfway up the first base line when I swing that. So
he's bilingual.
Yeah, well,
or ambidextrous.
He's Asian. Or whatever. Yeah. Oh wow, you really just mixed up those two words. Oh boy, gotta have a dictionary on hand.
No, I know exactly what both of them mean. I meant to say one and said the other and tried to correct myself and it didn't work.
I'm sorry. I just saw the Herrera backflip. That was magnificent. He's going to get plunked in the skull as next time up. that was insane. So
no kidding, right?
Yeah, holy shit. I don't know. I'm not liking too many Marlins. I mean, Andrees is on my mind about who I want to use for pitcher tonight. It's not my number one option. You're probably going to do backflips when I tell you who my favorite one is tonight. But Andrees is right up there, and especially the fact that the Marlins actually have left-handed bats. So I don't know. Maybe Donnie Baseball and Barry Bonds got something for Andrees. Who knows? But I doubt it.
Yeah. All right, let's go on. Marlins and Braves. We got Junior Guerrera coming into town in Atlanta after striking out 11 Cubbies, going up against Michael Fultonavich.
Hey, there he is.
There we go.
Guy.
We're going against the Fulty.
Yeah.
The Fulty man.
And it's kind of crazy because there was a time when I never would have touched this guy. But, look, he is showing some decent strikeout potential, but I'm more in love with his price and his opponent tonight. Scani's Brew Crew.
Yeah, I can definitely see that going. I like me some Chris Carter.
Yeah. I mean, look. Obviously,
yeah.
This guy can certainly give up the long ball. There's no doubt about that. You just got to hope he gives it up when nobody's on base. And you know what's funny? This actually wouldn't be a bad... I mean, I never advocate for this, but you could even use, like, Ryan Braun and have, Fultonavich in the lineup there. So, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Again, I don't advocate it, but...
I wouldn't do it.
Hell no.
we can't advocate it. Not even close. So, it's just I just can't do it.
No, I know. If this were a two-game slate, but no.
Please tell me you're not going Junior Guerrera.
Hell no! I told you, Fultonavich.
Okay.
Okay.
I like me some Chris Carter just because he's got that home run upside. I know he doesn't hit as well versus right-handed pitching, but he has double dong power, and he's definitely a good tournament option if you want to go down that low. I'm not, but if you do want to go down that low, then you can.
If you like skydiving with a parachute, then boy, do we have a guy for you.
No kidding, right? All right, Baltimore Orioles and Houston Astros. Tyler Wilson going against Colin McHugh. And here we go again.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to understand here, okay? Chris Tillman did not pitch bad last night. You know, he he actually pitched magnificently, considering that he walked three guys in an inning and allowed a home run in that inning at the same time. Mm-hmm. So you got to think about that. And it's one of those things that you're just like, damn it, if somebody could hit a home run or just get a walk and a double to the gap or something to where he could get the win, I'm looking at a completely different outlook on my teams last night than what I normally was. I still would have been pissed because I took him or took him over Verlander, but still. Ugh. Anyways, yeah, Tyler Wilson, he's overpriced in my opinion.
Yeah, not very good at keeping runners on. I say this about every pitcher that, like, is just more of a spot pitcher than they are a strikeout pitcher. Kind of a poor man's Greg Maddux, you know, more of a spotter. You know what? I shouldn't say the poor man's Greg Maddux. I should say the homeless man's Greg Maddux.
Yeah, you're giving Tyler Wilson a little bit too much credit.
I told you I was going to do that before I said it. So it's kind of like, yeah, no offense, but I'm about to offend you.
And I love that, too.
Oh, yeah.
No offense, but I'm about to insult the hell out of you.
You know, last night, you know, we were supposed to have the highest scoring game of the night, along with Texas and the Angels. And we got let down big time in this game. So I'm assuming we should see like 25 runs tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this total is, let's see here, at a 8.5.
Right.
So, yeah, we could see some. Evan Gattis, Juan Castro. I'm going Gattis over Castro. They're the same exact price. Maybe if you really like your lineup and you've got Gattis as your catcher, which Gattis actually does not grade out well for me tonight at all. You know, maybe you go one with him and one with Castro and either hope that both of them hit a dong or hope you get one of them right. So that's about the only thing that I can see. And Ichiro is leading off for the Miami Marlins. So here we go. They are rolling out. The Marlins are rolling out 1, 2, 3 lefties, and that just means that Donnie Bass and no Christian Yelich.
Oh boy.
And no Giancarlo Stanton.
Wow. Andreese, you just became our
Cole Gillespie.
Wow. Yeah, this
Andreese might have Donnie Baseball just made Andreese the number one pitcher on the slate.
Basically, he sure as hell did. Very nice.
So. Thank you, Donnie Baseball, for not speeding up to times and looking at stats.
The only thing I don't like about that is now I can't have one more raise bat in my lineup than I would have had.
Very true. Now you can only have 3 on FanDuel. You can still go 5 on DraftKings, but you can only go 3 on FanDuel.
I ain't playing DraftKings baseball.
Yep.
FanDuel
so,
should give me my own commercial. For how much shit I talk on DK Baseball.
Anyways, back to the Astros here. George Springer's interesting back in that leadoff spot. Jose Altuve is always in play, in my opinion, 4.3K. Carlos Correa, Colby Rasmus. This is what I wanted to talk about. Colby Rasmus got tossed last night.
Ooh.
Okay, and when he got tossed, he was pissed. And I mean, not just mad, he was absolutely, utterly, completely horse crap pissed. He made contact with an umpire.
Ooh.
So you can see a suspension coming. However, whether or not he decides to appeal that suspension or take it tonight is yet to be seen, but there will be a suspension coming. I can almost promise you that. And we now have the blow up of Colby Lewis. Angels are up 4-1.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and Colby Rasmus still looks like that guy from Workaholics.
Yes, yes, he does.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I like him a lot tonight. I think he's got a tremendous matchup. And that's always true. Guy gets ejected, comes back the next day, head on fire, goes yard. It, you know, we've seen the story written 1,000 times. Yeah, I'll take some Colby Rasmus. I mean, it's going to be at the expense of somebody else, so I don't know. I really want Guyer in my lineup tonight. That's the main guy I want. And then... well, Steve Pierce is at first base now on FanDuel, so I think we can squeeze him in there.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting how we're gonna be able to work these Rays bats in. Luckily, they moved Pierce from the outfield into first base, so that helps out a lot. But you still got Steven Souza Jr. and Mike Machuk. Not that we're going to probably need a lot of value tonight,
right.
But I think this is where you can get a little bit creative in tournaments, and if you do go with some value, not only is it going to help you kind of get some of these bigger boppers at other positions, but everybody's going to be like, well, I can get anybody I want. I'm just going to go get them, you know. So I that was a horrible impersonation of somebody, but
it's okay, you tried your hardest. At least.
Yeah, I'm giving you my A game.
I want to check and see. Now, obviously, Guyer being the leadoff guy, probably the best threat to steal a base for the Rays. But I want to see who our other guys are. I'm thinking probably about Souza, SJ88. See, I got it right, Souza. Let me take a look real quick. Sorry for the delay, folks. All right, so on the Rays with six, we got Kevin Kiermaier, lefty-lefty, I don't mind it. Brad Miller with four stolen bases. Forsythe not playing tonight. Hell, well, all the guys at Steeler are lefties. Of course they are. Why wouldn't they be? Souza with two stolen bases. Guyer with only one. Benson Jennings is another guy that can steal too. So that would actually be a pretty pretty cheap value play, but he can't hit for anything right now at 178. Ugh.
Yeah. 30
strikeouts and 107 at bats.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's like
David Wright territory. Yeah.
Yes, it is. All right, let's go to Oakland and Seattle here. Hisashi Iwakuma was actually very, 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 very interesting to me until I put in all my stats and I ran my grades, and he graded out very, very, very low.
Really?
Yes, and, well, not low. He graded out number 9.
Okay.
Or, sorry. No, he did. He graded out 15. So, I mean, I've got the likes of Colin McHugh, Chad Bettis, Dan Straley, Tyler Wilson all above him. The only two pitchers he beat were Jeff Locke and Justin Nicolino.
Oh, my. It's like winning the medal at the blind archery contest.
Yeah, no kidding. Coco Crisp had a phenomenal game last night. He had 22.8. Sorry. He had 31.7 FanDuel points. Then that was coming off of a 15.2 performance. Very, very, very interesting. The problem I have with Coco Crisp is a lot of his game is steals, and he's not stealing. So they don't want him to get beat up for whatever reason.
My only problem with Coco Crisp is it turns the milk brown.
Hey, it's chocolate milk, duck, brother.
At least you got it quick. Interesting. I probably wasn't going to go that way with Iwakuma. However, on the other side, you know, we can certainly target some Mariners bats. We've got a guy who's making his first Major League start tonight, Zach Neal. So I like Cano. I mean, you know, he has in... did he go yard last night? Oh, yeah, he did. He did go yard last night.
Yes,
so,
3-run home run, 2 hits, and a double.
That was his first homer, I believe, in 13 games. So, you know, maybe Stella got her groove back, and, you know, we can go with Cano. I like it. I mean, you know, I'm looking at the stats right now. 10 homers and a 1.054 OPS against righties this season. Again, Safeco, probably not the great. Well, let's be honest, it's not one of the better hitting parks in the league, but Cano can hit it out of Yellowstone. Boom! A boo-boo.
Yep. I am, however, you know, kind of interested in Kyle Seager. He does grade out pretty high, obviously, going against a righty as a lefty. Not that a lefty-lefty matchup usually bothers him, but he is my... Actually, he did not grade out high.
Yeah. Well...
No, he did. He graded out as my top one. I was looking down towards the middle of the sheet, and I was like, why is he not... But, yeah, he graded out as my top third baseman of the night. I mean, the guy continues to crush. Yeah, granted, he's only had a couple singles the last couple games or so. But, you know, he's going to get, if Nelson Cruz can get a little bit hotter, and Robinson Cano can start to get a little bit hotter. Not only do I like Seth Smith hitting in front of them, I like Leonis Martin as well. And Zachary Neal is not somebody that I tend to try to avoid at any point in my my lineup building.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I forgot about Martin. How the hell could I?
Because he was batting ninth forever, and then they moved him to the leadoff spot, and they moved Nori Aoki down to the nine hole.
Yeah, I could have told
him. Finally.
Play ball.
There we go.
Max dealing.
As you can see, it's a very offensive-oriented night.
Oh, yeah.
So, and as I say that, the Cubs are lighting up Carlos Martinez and the St. Louis Cardinals. We're starting to have some runs scored. We've got 7 in the Kansas City-Minnesota game, 8 in the Philly-Detroit game, 8 in the Chicago Cubs-St. Louis-Cardinals game, and 6 already in the second in the Angels-Texas game. So, welcome to Day Baseball, ladies and gentlemen.
And I have a combination of 15.5 points from all my hitters. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the I've got a couple in the 60s and a couple in the 40s and moving up. So.
I got Max, or else I'd look like a horse's patoot.
Oh, man. All right.
Last one, right?
Let me ask you a question here. Adam Lind, he's grading out as one of the higher-end first basemen tonight?
I don't think you need to do it. We got plenty.
Thank you.
Plenty of room to work with. I mean,
I was wondering about that.
Sure, he'll be on a certain someone's article today, but you don't need to go that far.
Who, yours?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Hey, it's the all value team.
Ah, gotcha.
They see no parameters.
Didn't Chop just put one of those out?
He did. Hey, I got my own site going on here, right?
All right, last game of the night, Cincinnati Reds and Los Angeles Dodgers. Dan Straley. Somebody we fear?
Of course not. Silly?
Okay. Scott Kazmir.
No, and I'll tell you this. I've seen a couple projections today with him as the, the top pitcher, the late slate. I'm not buying it. Cincinnati's actually really good against left-handed pitching. They're I want to say, 8th best in the league. And that's before they faced Kershaw the other day. And that, you know, I talked about this a little bit on Kershaw Day. I said, you know, look, if you want a reason to not go with Kershaw, I mean, you know, the Reds are like 8th in offense against left-handed pitching. You know, we saw them make a lot of contact against Kershaw. You know, it wasn't like complete lockdown game. I mean, yeah, like there were a ton of ground balls and stuff like that. But, you know, just imagine against Kazmir, it's going to be a lot better. You know, Cincinnati, you know, yeah, their two best offensive weapons are lefty or left-handed hitters, but they got a ton of right-handed bats to throw out there. So I'm not on board with everybody else and Kazmir being the top pitcher of the night. No siree.
Yeah, Zach Cozart's interesting at 3.9K. He's one of those few bats that you could probably pay up for today. Eugenio Suarez has actually been starting to hit the ball a little bit better. So, and Adam Duvall, I got to give you credit. Adam Duvall, you mentioned on our opening day extravaganza show, and I wrote him down and I played him that day, and I forgot about him for about 3 weeks. And then I remembered him, and I started playing him again, and my goodness gracious. Has he helped out my lineups a lot? Now, everybody else has kind of been dragging him around. But he's at least helped it look at least a little bit more respectable.
Oh, yeah, such a low-ownership guy, too. More often than not, he's just a guy that, you know, kind of an afterthought. You know, we'll start hearing more about him as he keeps ripping dongs in Great American Ballpark. But, again, Ballpark helping him a lot out with that. And, look, he's almost making me as proud as Aaron Nola from last year. I'm almost as proud of him as I am of Aaron Nola.
The only thing I'm worried about is that Scott Kazmir allows the smallest soft or hard contact rate of the evening with one of the highest soft contact rates. Now, the strikeout upside, in my opinion, isn't there because the Reds only strike out 19% of the time against left-handed bats. That is the lowest on the slate, actually. but this is a guy where you can kind of BABIP him to death, I guess is what you would call it. He's got a 1.34 whip, which is tied with Michael Foltynewicz, and the only two that have a higher one are Colin McHugh, Iwakuma, and Jeff Locke. So I guess that would be three.
Yeah, I totally share your sentiment there with the fact that I don't see the strikeouts coming from Kazmir tonight. Win, certainly, that's on the line. But, again, we can get strikeout upside and wins from a couple other people. Mainly Andreese and Foltynewicz, so.
Yeah, and Eugenio Suarez is, let's see here. He's 0 for 2. I thought that was something else. Let's go this. Sorry, I'm clicking through a new feature I'm trying to let incorporate into the hitter sheets.
Oh, we got all the time in the world. We're like 15 minutes ahead of schedule.
Let's see here. Jay Bruce is 2 for 3 with a double off of him. Brandon Phillips is 1 for 3 off of him. And then Joey Votto and Eugenio Suarez are both have 0 fors against them. So not that it's great or anything, you know. It's nothing to really pay attention to or really avoid or anything like that. I think that I wouldn't recommend a full-on Cincinnati stack unless you're playing in one of the big, big, big tournaments. But expect to see Howie Kendrick in the lineup tonight. Probably batting in that three-hole, playing third base. He does have some history against Dan Straley. He is 5 for 14. That's a .357 average. And maybe tonight we can see Yasiel Puig. He was benched last night for not hustling. He basically pimped a single to the wall. And that ended up getting Dave Roberts a little bit pissed off, who has finally seemed to have enough of Yasiel Puig.
Yeah, you can't a big-time hustler like Dave Roberts. He probably wants to smother Puig's face with a pillow when they're on the road one night.
What is it? The bar in the. The bar of soap in the pillowcase?
Oh, yeah. Gonna beat him to death with bars of soap in the pillowcase. Yeah, it's just so funny. That's probably, the biggest odd couple. You know, and again, Mattingly was a real hard-time player, too, you know? He gave it his all the time. Puig's he's so laissez-faire. You know, it doesn't work with the managers there. But, I don't know, man. Puig's been having a rough week. He had that bunt on, was that Friday or Saturday in San Diego? Or I'm sorry, that was Sunday. That was on Sunday, where Ellis laid down the bunt. You know, Puig was on second base, no outs, nobody covering third. He's staring at some blonde in the stands. I mean, in his defense, it is San Diego, but that was pretty damn funny. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't expect Puig to do un-Puig things anytime soon.
Yeah, well, this has always been his rap. He's got a ton of talent, you know, the talent's there. Obviously, we know the power's there. The strength is there. We saw it when he first came up. It just, there's something in his head, and he's been a lot better as far as, until recently, about the hustling and everything. He's ran things out. I mean, he just hasn't performed, and I think now the performance is starting to get frustrating for him to where it's very, very difficult for everybody else in that lineup. I've said this from the beginning. The Dodgers season, unless they get rid of Yasiel Puig, rests and lies not with Clayton Kershaw or Adrian Gonzalez. It rests and lies with Yasiel Puig.
Yeah. You know, if this were the mid-70s in the NFL, they'd have just duct taped him to the goalpost and throw an ice cold water on him by now. So
I wonder if Kershaw wants to duct tape him to a foul pole and just have somebody rocket stuff off of him. So All right, let's get to the main part of the night. Exactly. So I'm going to let you go first here. Let me get my my notepad back on my desk here so I can write this down. I need to get a tally as we start going here. So.
All right. All right, tonight I'm going to go Big Poppy from the Red Sox.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah, you could use him, too. We can get a double dong going. I'm going to go...
No, you suck because you're picking on my Rockies.
Oh, me screw me. All right, so I'm going Poppy, and then I'm going Goldschmidt.
Poppy and Goldie.
Yeah.
A Goldie Poppy.
Boy, I really went out on a limb there tonight.
No kidding, right? I mean,
well, you know what? That makes up for the times I've picked like Granderson.
And you can't even put them both in the same lineup.
I know. That's okay. Well,
that's we need to get some rules, and that needs to be one of them. You have to be able
fine.
To put them.
All right, then how about this?
No. It's fine.
Again, it's for all the times that I picked Granderson and Juicler Hernandez.
Juicler Hernandez.
Kike.
Ooh, something I just noticed. Coco Crisp has 2 home runs against Iwakuma and 4 hits.
I'm still not picking
it. I'm just saying, 3 extra base hits, you know.
Max with another insurance run. 2-0 Max. So who you got here?
That's what I've been looking at here. Man.
There's too many good options tonight.
There are a lot of good options tonight. I'm going to go with, I said I hated Yankees, and now I'm going to go with Carlos Beltran.
All right.
As one.
I like it with the high fly ball rate. Very nice. In the park.
Yeah. And I said that as I say, I love Marco Estrada. But that doesn't mean you can't allow a home run, ladies and gentlemen. And then I'm gonna go with our boy over there in Tampa tonight.
Pierce?
Yes.
Pick.
Crap.
There's like
I can't do 2 ALs. I'm gonna go back to the well. I'm gonna go. Let me just make sure that everything is kosher on this one because. No. Hey, we're good. 266, hard contact, no. 257. I'm going to go with Cargo.
Oh, look at this guy. All right.
I'm going to go Cargo.
All right, there you go.
And that would be the correct, the good Carlos Gonzalez. The Carlos Gonzalez, not Carlos Gomez.
All right, fair enough.
The real Cargo, not the fake one.
Ugh.
So, anyways, that's going to do it for us. We will make sure to get Mr. Chop-a-Dong's nightly dong calls a little bit later on. That's going to do it for us today. They're tearing up the mound in Detroit.
What do you mean?
Like there's 15 guys on the mound and they've got like buckets and tamps and.
Oh, why? Because the Phillies had a good day on offense. Something must be wrong.
Well, I mean the Tigers have had a pretty decent day too. By the way, that Angels Texas game it's 8-8 or it's 4-4 in the third. So here's our run.
You know,
here's our run. Anyways, that's going to do it for us this afternoon for the night slate. We will be back with you again tomorrow. You now have your, I've just totally screwed up this ending. You now have your DFS Army orders. Take them out and dominate.
And also look for my old value lineup today coming out in
yes.
the next hour or two.
Yes, and cheat sheets will be out here in the next hour or two as well. So, good luck, everybody.
Later.
Bye.